guys had about, you know, between 18 and 20 snaps apiece, and I think, you know, it's a matter of where the read takes the quarterback and those certain passes that they happen to be in, and it just worked out where none of the progressions took them that way. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't a plan, part of the plan, so they'll be fine, and they'll make plays, and we're not worried about that. That wasn't the emphasis of the day.
Jarrell, on the other hand, wasn't about Jarrell. What did you think of how he did? I mean, he seemed to make a bunch of tough catches with guys on his back. Does that sort of surprise you? He's not the biggest guy.
No, not at all. It doesn't, because I think that, you know, he's had some experience in a couple of those routes coming from the outside in, you know, about 5 yards of depth right there. He's worked on technique, and I thought he used it in the game, what he's done in practice, positioning himself between the ball and the defender. So I wasn't surprised, because I've seen him do it here for the first couple weeks of camp, and I thought he did a good job in executing those routes and making those catches, but we expect him to do that.
You said it wasn't the emphasis of the day. Is that because you know what those guys are capable of?
No, I just meant it wasn't an emphasis to get the ball to anybody individually. It was going through the concepts and let the quarterback go through his progressions to get the ball where the ball needed to go.
How did things work out for you with the tablets?
Oh, good. You know, I thought it was really effective, and it's a good teaching tool, and I thought the guys were able to see it. You know, it's a little bit clearer for them than the old photographs were, so I thought it was really good, and the guys seemed to like it, and I think it's going to be a really useful tool for us down there.
You didn't have a chance to sort of play around with them before the game, right? Or did you?
Briefly.
Yeah.
We had our video guy came in during the week and give us like a 5-10 minute little presentation on it. So we messed around with it a little bit, but certainly as the game went on, you got more comfortable with it, and I think it's going to be a real good tool as the coaches and players get more comfortable with it.
And what's the advantage? What, besides the clarity of the pictures, what can you see multiple pictures at once?
Yeah, you can see multiple, not necessarily pictures at once. You can choose on. You can keep a variety of pictures up there if you want. You can highlight one picture. You can go through a play as it's being snapped, and then post-snap for a couple of shots past there, so you see it develop a little bit down the field. And then also, if there's a look that you want to save and use to show them at halftime, maybe you can save certain clips, bring it back out at halftime, and, you know, remind them, hey, the next time we get this look, you know, expect this or expect that. So it's useful in a lot of different ways.
It's like being in the film room on the start.
Exactly.
Line.
Yeah.
Is there any kinks or things that you sort of, you know, need to work out with it, or ways that maybe you could utilize it better, and you sort of realize that after the fact?
Yeah. No. I think just, you know, getting more comfortable with it, and you know, being able to use the writing tools. The biggest kink is probably me. You know, figuring it out. You know, once I did, the kinks were gone. It was, you'll just get more comfortable, you know, using it on the sideline, but. There wasn't anything glaring, no kinks that would really held us up for any amount of time.
What are your thoughts on Corey Washington?
You know, I mean, Corey's a big, raw, physical athlete who's got great ball skills. If I had to say one thing about him, you know, right off the bat, that kid can catch the ball, and he'll do that. He's shown a knack in practice, and then obviously the other night, when the ball's in the air down the field, he's going to go get it. And, you know, that's a pretty impressive quality for a wide receiver, so he's impressed me that way. I think he's gotten, from the time he got here, much more serious in his understanding of how important meetings are, and being locked in there. And that's really helped him, I think, in terms of being able to execute on the field. So, you know, he's growing. He's got some ways to go, and he knows that, and he's been working good. But he's got the tools now. He's got tools to be successful.
What has impressed you about Marcus Harris? He seems to have a knack to sort of get himself open.
Yeah, he's got that, but what's really impressed me is just his approach to his work. You know, he takes his job very seriously in learning the offense, but his flexibility that he gives us is pretty impressive. I mean, you know, we can move him to any position within the offense in terms of receiver, inside, outside. He'll execute. He doesn't make many mistakes at all. And, you know, like you said, the details in his routes and his precision has been good. And his ball skills, too. I mean, that guy, you know, he doesn't have many drops. He doesn't drop the ball. He's got good hands in that way.
Is it frustrating for you, Sean, to not have Odell out there? Is it just, you know, let me work with the guys that aren't available to practice?
Well, I think, you know, every coach, anybody who tells you that they're not frustrated when any of their guys aren't practicing, you know, would be misleading you a little bit. You want all your guys practicing. So, yeah, I mean, to a point it's frustrating, but it's frustrating for Odell, too. You know, Odell is a competitor, and when you watch his college film and you watch him in the little bit where he's practiced out here, the guy wants to practice, he wants to work, he wants to be out running around catching balls, so it's frustrating for him. You know, I look at it as here's the only choice I'm left with, and he's left with, is getting him ready for meetings, having him, you know, engage in meetings and learning those assignments the best he can, keeping him with us during practice so he's getting every single call, so he's seeing it develop in front of him, and you got to get him those mental reps, and that's really what you're left with, so you roll with it.
What's a bigger hurdle here to for him to figure out what you're doing, or for you to figure out what he's capable of?
You know, I think it's always both. You know, I think it's always both, and that goes hand in hand. You know, I mean, he's trying to figure out the offense and the schemes so we can plug him to multiple different roles, you know, and I'm trying to figure out how much of that he can handle. He's a football intelligent guy. You know, he really is. He gets concepts, he understands. He sees things pretty well for a rookie. So, you know, I feel comfortable that he's going to be a guy who we won't have to put in a box and use him for one thing.
Sometimes you do have to do that.
Sometimes to get the production you want out of them, you have to limit their role. You know, right now, and again, I haven't seen as much as we want to, but right now I'd say I don't see him necessarily as that type of guy.